Frit Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 50th Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and I'm very pleased to be joined by actress Eve Ringuet of the film Le Depp. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. I'm happy to be here.
Great. Would you like to tell our listeners, first of all, to start this interview, a little bit about the story of the film?
The movie is about a young woman, a Nino woman, Lydia. She works in her father's store. She's a cashier there, and one night she got robbed, and she sees that the man who's robbing her, she knows him, and she has to make a choice if she help him or not.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, the obligatory follow-up question to that is, I'm very curious to know how you got involved in the film in the first place.
Yeah, well, I did an audition for Niche Media, the production house, and I met Sonia, the director, and Jason, the producer, and it was for another project, but we just found right there, and they wanted to work with me. Sonia knew it, and when she wrote the scenario, she knew that I was going to play in it. So when she came to me and asked me if I wanted to do it, and I said yes, absolutely.
So you were actually the inspiration for the leading character?
Maybe a little bit. When she knew that she wanted me to be in it, I think that it helped her to develop the personage, the character in the scenario. Yeah.
And what did you think when you actually read the screenplay? What was it about the character and the story itself that really got to you?
Well, just the familiar aspect of it, I liked it, because in our community there's a lot of problem in families and everything. The character really, I felt like it was a little bit of me, because she's strong, she has a head on her shoulders, and I loved the compassion that she has, and the calm that she has during the tension that there is in a movie. So I really like the familiar aspect of it.
Yeah, and I'm going to sway away from your character a little bit. I found the film kind of takes place in one setting the whole time, so you really and also it takes place over the course of one night, which I found very, very impressive anyways, and also very theatrical. So I was wondering, do you have any experience in theater, and or what helped you kind of like performing such a kind of setup?
I don't have any experience. In high school I had a little class. I felt into this in cinema. Yeah. So I think that what was easier to play in a theatrical scene or film is that the place was really small. Yeah. So we really had to think about what we were doing, how we will do it. I think that helped a lot. And I didn't have any difficulties because Sonia was so a good director. Yeah. She knew what she wants, and we just followed her.
Right. Yeah, you mentioned the family aspect of the film, and obviously you're interacting with the actor who plays the role of your brother in the film. Did you kind of have that family aspect on set too, or did you bond? How did your chemistry kind of work in that sense on the set?
Well, we knew each other. We played together in another movie, so we knew each other and we stayed friends. When we did our first movie together, well, the first one is the only one other than this one that I made. Yeah. But we kind of bound together at this one, at the other movie too, because we really felt like a brother and sister immediately. So when we did this movie, it was easy, really easy to act like we were brothers and sister.
Right, so your friendship helped you really achieve.
Yeah, really, a lot.
Yeah. And as far as like your collaboration with the director too, we said that you you were really in her mind from the very beginning. But when you were on set, how was it working with the director in trying to establish the mood and tone of what the film would be like?
Well, since we worked together in usually, she was there when she was writing her scenarios and make it feel better for the movie. She would ask me questions, and so I kind of already know how she was thinking about the movie, about the scenarios and the scenes. Yeah. So when we were shooting the movie, I was kind of in her mind. Right. Sometimes she would come to me after we shot a scene, and she'd be like, "Well, Ev, I just want to make it this way," and I already knew what she wants. So I would told her, "Okay, you want it more dramatic, na-na-na. And she said, oh yes, that's exactly what I was thinking.
Oh, nice.
So we kind of knew exactly what the other wants, and we are friends in life. So when she wanted something, I just knew exactly what she wanted.
So I guess it was a very collaborative effort, I guess.
Yeah, it was really easy to work with her. Yeah. She's so good, and she knows how to speak with people, and we knew each other. So when we were speaking about a scene and when something wasn't right, she would tell me right away, and I would be fine with it.
Yeah. Do you find that's actually it's easier to work like that, instead of working with a director who tells you what to do and has got a clear vision in mind?
Yes, because what's really great with Sonia is that she told us that we could just step out of it when we want, when we feel like it, and it gives us maybe more passion about it, and it's easier for us to say, okay, I don't have to exactly be into the script. I can just step out a bit, and if she doesn't like it, she will tell me. So it was easier for me.
Well, one of the interesting aspects of this film is that it takes place in a very its cultural background is very important and defines it, the Inuit community. Did you find that the film represented it?
I would say that Régis in the movie defined the community.
Right.
Like it's the image of the exterior of the storage.
Yeah.
So that and the problems that are in the movie are problems that are in our community.
Right.
A lot. So that's where our culture comes out in the movie.
Right. And it's a culture that you're very familiar with.
Yes, I'm Inu.
Okay.
So I know how we are in our communities.
Yeah.
And it was easy for me to act in the movie because I know how we are. Yeah.
There's a theme of like wanting to get away.
Yeah.
Is that's true also?
For younger people, yes. In the communities, sometimes there's no real, I don't know how to say that in English, desire to go out and to explore and to do something big in our lives. So when there's younger people that really wants to get out and do something and then come back in their community to help the other people.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
That's what I did. That's why I am in the industry. I'm lucky. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did that too.
Yeah, I went out of my community and pursued in schooling. And then I did an audition for a movie before La Deb.
Yeah.
And that was just stepping out in my community because nobody really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
And I said, well, I'm going to take my chance. And maybe in the cinema industry will maybe passion me. And it did.
Well, there you go. So
yeah.
You did go back in the end. And now you're in this film that kind of represents it. I have to say, it's kind of rare to see it represented in cinema. I think it's one of the only examples of a film that does,
yeah,
that I've seen in a very, very long time.
Yes. Sonia was searching about other female director that did movies and that went out of the country. And I think that we are the only one that directed by a native woman,
yeah,
going out exterior of the country. So I think that we are stepping out of the industry in Canada because we are native. All the crew team was native. The actors were native. So it's a good step, and I hope that other people will want to do like us.
Great. That sounds great. Now, as a final question, you mentioned that the character you play in this film is very strong, which actually inspires the final question of our interview. I'd like to know, kind of as an actress, what your interests are in your profession, and whether you have any ambition of portraying a certain type of characters in the future.
What I would like and what I'm dreaming about is not in Canada, but in Quebec, where we are from, when there's Native American in the movies, it's often played by white people,
yeah,
or non-autochthon people,
right,
non-Aboriginal people. So one thing that I really want is to portray Native American women,
okay,
and in a good way, not just in a way that Native American women are pretty and that's all they do in life. I want to have strong characters, and I want younger women, younger Aboriginal women to see me as maybe an example, and to help them to pursue their dreams in every kind of industry.
that's a really big goal, and I think it's a really important goal. And I wish you all the best with it. It was a real pleasure talking with you.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.